Welcome to the Inspired Intentions Podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. We have a very special episode for you today, and it's going to be diving into young adulthood. When you think about it, every generation has its own struggles, and we created a program called Skyterra Embrace to help young adult women. So I have none other than clinical director Greg Osler with us.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
Welcome, Greg.
I am happy
to have you here and glad we could get this going. We're always excited to talk with students about their experience.
Absolutely. It's powerful.
Yeah. So that alludes to the fact that we have one other person here, and this is a legit Skyterra Embrace student, none other than Babs.
Hello, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we have been talking about this for quite some time, and I think hearing your story, it's going to help a lot of young adult women out there to create change in their life.
It's great to tell my story.
Yeah. So let's jump right in. Why did you first decide to come to Skyterra Embrace?
So it wasn't really a decision on my part. I actually attended Trails Momentum beforehand.
Okay. And Trails Momentum is a wilderness program.
Wilderness therapy.
Very
correct.
Cool.
So I went to wilderness therapy for about 3 months, and I needed a transition out of it.
Before you talk about that transition, what was wilderness therapy like for you?
Wilderness therapy was definitely an experience.
Greg knows this world a little bit.
I do. I love the wilderness world.
It was a life changer for me. It definitely brought me back to my roots.
Very cool.
It helped me love nature again, and I've always loved nature. But being so attached to phones as a teenager, it was just incredibly difficult to like bring me back to my roots. And I think complete isolation from all the materialistic things we have was a life changer.
Yeah. So that was a big aspect of the wilderness program, where you were disconnected from social media, technology, kind of out there. Did you learn to like make a fire without matches?
Yes.
Did that happen?
Yes. I still don't like using lighters. It kind of feels like defeat to me.
It's like, why bother making the fire?
It just feels so empowering to make a fire using like all natural materials, and a lighter just feels like, oh, I'm just going to let this fire enable me. So it's just
great. It
tells
you came from wilderness. That's definitely wilderness talk.
Yeah. Well, it's cool to hear a little bit about that, because it sounds like that experience led you to transitioning to Skyterra Embrace. So what did that transition look like? Why did you decide to kind of go into another program after wilderness therapy?
I think my transition from wilderness therapy straight to home would be definitely a challenge. I was really scared to relapse, and I wanted to continue my journey and sort of have like a next step.
Yeah, it sounds like you wanted to keep the momentum going.
Yes,
and let's talk about what you mean by relapse. So what were some of the things you were worried about relapsing to?
So I did struggle with substance abuse. Marijuana, nicotine, alcohol was just very hard for me to not use. And I would use it constantly. And now, being almost 500 days sober.
Woo! Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's been
That's
great.
That's incredible.
It's been great.
And that has lasted since your stay in wilderness, stay at Embrace.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about actually your second stay now at Skyterra Embrace. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been wild. My mind just feels so much clearer now.
So that was one of the behaviors you were a bit worried about. We are hearing that there's been progress made. Any other safe behaviors that caused you to feel stuck? Like anything besides the alcohol, the tobacco use, marijuana?
I think it was hard to find a safe community where I was at. I didn't really know how to communicate properly or effectively with my family, and my group of friends also participated in substance use.
That can be hard.
Yeah. It was really hard to get off of it, and I wanted to quit. It was just a hard thing to quit on my own. Mm-hmm. But not having it in the woods, I went cold turkey. So it was just, it was definitely hard at first. But then I realized like week one that I didn't want to abuse my body anymore. And it just feels so great to breathe, honestly.
Oh, yeah. You notice a remarkable difference in now not using today.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's talk about young adulthood, and then we'll have kind of Greg dive in on your experience at SkyTerra Embrace. I believe that young adulthood brings quite a few challenges.
Yeah.
When we look at the literature, 70% of teens see depression and anxiety as major issues among their peers. So what do you think are some of the roadblocks that come up in young adulthood?
I think in your 20s, since I just turned 20, isolation is a huge thing. Just not feeling like connected to a lot of people, especially technology has been a huge barrier in that. Mm-hmm. And it's been hard to have like face-to-face conversations because everyone texts, everyone uses Snapchat, all this TikTok nonsense.
I'm on Snapchat. Yeah, I do. Jeff, I do one snap every 2 months.
It's impressive.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, it's a new, there's a new social media tool that everybody's on every minute, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like technology has increased the depression and anxiety levels in a lot of people because everyone's just like on their phones and not being able to connect like mm-hmm. people used to before this world like
took off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said. And it sounds like that was kind of the second piece for you where you were having trouble communicating, trouble connecting.
Yeah.
And then even in your friend group, a number of them were stuck in those same behaviors that,
yes,
that you were.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, how did it make you feel to be struggling with like kind of launching from your teens into your 20s? Like, how did you feel during that time?
I felt really alone, definitely. I didn't have that many people to talk to. I mean, I did. They just weren't really beneficial conversations to be having.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned a lot at Trails and Embrace, how to communicate properly and have healthy relationships and learn how to like explore that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Sounds like in a different way. And so nice segue, I think, Babs, yeah, to jumping in to having Greg just highlight and have us discuss, you know, what the Embrace experience was all about.
Ooh. So I think one of the really interesting pieces that I just heard from you, Babs, is that depression and anxiety has been worsened or maximized because of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's society, we have a lot of conversations around how tech is like the way of the future, and school is all on technology. And my kids, they're young. They're still so surrounded and enveloped in technology. How does that increase or impact depression and anxiety? I think is a big question that a lot of people would ask of why is that a problem? Because you're talking about how we use technology for connection. We use technology for communication. And I feel like that's become so much more the norm for us as humans, you know, whether it's young adults, children, or adults. And even in the professional world, like we are sending emails and texts and phone calls all the time. And so as a barrier, I think it's really important to highlight here that it's because there's less face-to-face. There is, yeah, more of the immediacy within technology because I can have everything I want at my fingertips, whether that's food ordered and delivered or a picture that I can post on social media or a phone call that I have with a really close friend. You know, and I think it's really crazy because in the world, we have to have resources. We have all these tools, but we often get stuck in the reality of the paradigm that we create for ourselves of what's real and what's not. And I think when we get stuck into the idea of isolation and avoidance, we're talking comfort. Right? We're talking, I am alone, I am in control in an environment that is familiar. And I think we hit that trigger word that I hit all the time at Embrace, which is safe, with air quotes around it, right? Like, what is safety? It doesn't mean that I'm not being chased by a lion or I'm not at risk of harm. It means three things: comfort, control, and familiarity. And it's that basic. And I think that's a really hard piece to understand because you could be doing the worst behaviors. Mom and dad could be all freaked out because you're not being quote unquote safe. And you get to come back and say, I actually am. I am comfortable. I am in control and I am in a familiar environment. And we don't understand that. Like big picture, that's not the way that the world works or perceives some of those struggles, which is why, as Jeff talked about, why we created this program, this opportunity for young adults to come and be challenged in ways that remove that distraction, that remove the relationships, that remove this, I'm going to say, sense of reality that we create as young adults and really start doing the hard work, having some of those conversations about what we want moving forward and what are my goals, what are my hopes, and then bringing mom and dad in and saying, mom and dad, what are your hopes? How can you guys work as a family unit for whatever family looks like, right? There's the atomic family, mom, dad, siblings, big house, picket fence. There's also the adoption. There's also the estranged or like separated. And a lot of it is called independence in today's world, right? Where if you are independent, you are living on your own, you are financially stable, or you are at least working, you're going to school. And I think that we have that social norm, which is really what social media presents. Mom and dad are posting pictures of my kid at graduation, or mom and dad are posting pictures of their family vacations. They're not posting about the arguments. They're not posting about all the struggles that they have in their relationship as parents in understanding how to now parent an adult. And I think that's a really key piece is it's not just a young adult problem. It's a social and family problem that we are able to address by hitting everything hard. And I really want to highlight here that Embrace is not an easy program to be in. It's not easy to be here for the time commitment. It's not here to be here because we're separated from society and everything that we know. And that work is where the reality hits. Mm-hmm. That is the work we're here to do, is challenging and addressing and really becoming who we want to be. But we got to be willing to discard all the distraction. Put life aside for 2 minutes. Look in the mirror and say, who is Babs? Who is Greg? And what am I going to do about it? Because mom and dad can make every decision for you. Greg can make every decision for you. But what does that do? It keeps you stuck.
Yeah. And it sounds like Greg's saying that this isn't just a young adult problem. It's kind of like a picture of the world problem that we see in general.
Absolutely.
Hello, Inspired Intentions listeners. It's the middle of summer. You're enjoying the warm weather and the sunshine and hopefully some time with people you love. What is literally the last thing on your mind? Probably what you're doing in December. But boy, oh boy, do I have good news for you. For the first time ever, we are launching a Halfway to the Holidays summer sale. Stay at SkyTerra for the last 2 weeks in December, and you will save $350 and get 2 free massages. Not only will you get to spend your holidays with your SkyTerra family, but you can rest easy knowing you'll skip out on all the holiday stress. We will take care of everything. This offer is only available by phone and limited to 30 people, so call 828-476-4658 or send us an email to info@skyterrawellness.com. Now back to the show.
Babs, we'd like to hear from you. Like, what was your first visit like? As Greg's talking about the relationship piece, removing yourself from distraction, like, what was your first visit like at Embrace?
My first day?
Yeah, first day, and then your initial time there, because you're back for your second time. I'm wondering what came up for you and what progress did you feel like you made that was different than at Wilderness, maybe, that you made at Embrace?
I think, so my first day at Embrace was definitely a challenge. I was like, what is carpet? What is this screen doing here? What is all this? I'm allowed to have food in the fridge. I don't need to ask for constant eyesight.
Which were very fun experiences for me.
Do I need to be supervised 24/7? And I definitely missed trails a lot. And I had a hard time transitioning.
Okay.
But once I got into the swing of things with the community, I definitely was able to blend right in. Mm-hmm. I definitely talked a lot about Wilderness, and I built all the fires.
Yes.
And I would go on stick runs campus. All the time.
That's cool.
And yeah, I was sort of trying to include a lot of what I learned at Trails and enhance that with like transitioning into living in a house and mm-hmm. not just sleeping outside.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely a challenge for me.
Yeah.
So you were incredibly successful at Trails and Wilderness. That whole experience was transformational. What did you do at Embrace that allowed you to continue that work rather than it being a repeat of the work you already did?
I think it was really enlightening to learn life skills and like, because the wilderness, I wasn't going out in public. I was eating rice and beans. And then...
It was just rice and beans the whole time?
Well, it was
just about.
Yeah.
Just
about,
yeah.
Pretty basic is what I'm hearing.
Pretty basic foods. I learned how to cook meals. Like, I learned how to like salad.
Learned how to like salad.
I would just be like, who eats leaves for fun? Like, who eats trees for fun?
But Babs, then... I can totally relate to this. I literally didn't start eating salad until I was like in college. Like, and I ate it dry for the first 4 years.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. No dressing. I was scared of it.
Yeah, yeah. Same. And then I was See? Introduced dressing. And then I love salad. And Alyssa has taught me a lot about nutrition and how every food fits. And it really changed my mentality behind food.
That's cool. Now, besides learning new cooking skills, learning to love different types of foods, such as salad, what was the progress like with the community? Because when the time came that you were about to leave, it seems like you were kind of the leader of the community. Like, could you tell listeners a bit more about like the connections you felt at Embrace?
I feel like when I entered, it was really easy for me to kind of be there for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was the leader like the first week because you learn so much in Wilderness and then you bring all of those skills into Embrace and there are people struggling and you see your past self in them. And I feel like I was just able to bring so many things to Embrace. Like, I just felt like I've led like most of the intro circles and I feel like I was super judgmental around certain groups of people before, and now I'm able to look at everybody's story. Everyone's so different and I'm able to accept everyone and lend them a hand and give them a seat next to me. I just feel like I'm able to accept everyone and just listen to everyone's story.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like your social skills have improved. You've learned how to connect with all types of people. I'm wondering more about how your life has changed. And where I'd like to go with this is the independence piece, because Greg brought this up earlier. So how are you more independent now that you took the time to slow down and embrace? Like, what does independence look like now?
I definitely found a lot more structure in my life. It was really hard to make my own schedule outside of Embrace, but I feel like I'm able to schedule times for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm able to establish a routine and just live my own structure. It was kind of hard at school to do that.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like some of the external environment pieces, such as school, is still a struggle to continue to uphold the routines that you set for yourself. But what we are hearing is you set a structure for yourself, you plan when you're going to eat your meals. And are there any other routines that you've established besides those two routines?
Definitely finding other ways to take care of myself. Self-care has been a huge thing. Because my safe self-care was substance use, and now it's doing crafty things that I love.
So that's the new behavior, crafty things?
I've been making a lot of hats recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of hats?
Like knitting, looming them. Yeah. I've made seven since I've been here.
And that's like winter hats?
Yeah.
Like, sweet. Can you make one for my daughter?
They're not.
I probably can.
Yeah, her head's really small. It wouldn't take you long.
It would take me like an hour.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll hook up after this podcast.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you have found a creative outlet to help you with not falling back into that habit loop that you were in.
Yeah, I just try to find all the things that I love and things that bring me joy rather than things that used to numb me from that.
Nice reflection.
So it's super interesting that the reality that you have now, Babs, is, I'm going to say, shifted quite a bit into you understanding who you are and what you need a little bit different. I'm really curious if you can share a couple of tips for those who might be similar, you know, struggling with routines and structure and productivity and being, I guess, excelling in life. What would you encourage them to do so that they can get back on track as well?
I think finding the things that you love and incorporating those into your day will definitely be a life changer. And I think the most important piece is to pay attention to the most important pillars, self-care, movement, and nutrition. It's as simple as it sounds. Movement is super important to have structure within the day, and making sure that you're nourishing your body definitely will give you more energy throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, so it sounds like top two tips for young adults struggling out there. Number one, find the things you love to do. Creativity. Where can you place hobbies into your life that bring you joy? And secondly, these pillars, they're for real. You're hearing it from Babs. Incorporating movement, nourishing your body, and practicing other self-care techniques. These are things that we want to think about structuring into our life.
Definitely just breathe.
And definitely just breathe. Well said.
Just breathe.
I like it.
Well, that brings us to the end of our time today. Babs, huge thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm excited that I get to share my story with everyone.
And of course, Greg, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jeff. It's always good being here.
All right, listeners, hang out for our 5-minute focus. If you're like most people, you live with an unconscious feeling that the more you do for other people, the happier you will feel. Or so you think. Unfortunately, this expectation is problematic. Not true. Because when you do more and more for others, the more disappointed you actually feel, the less fulfilling your life may actually become. Now, why is that? Doesn't helping others make us feel good? Yes, of course it does. But the problem is quite straightforward if you really think about it. When you prioritize others' needs, at some point, it leads to sacrificing your own. Now, each of us sacrifices our own needs for different reasons and at different times in our life. But in many cases, it's for two core reasons. Self-care and me time feel selfish. Or it is too hard to face our own problems, so we focus on other people. Selfish, by definition, is showing concern only for yourself, keyword being only, and not for the needs or feelings of other people. Remind yourself that it is possible and reasonable to acknowledge your own needs and others at the same time. And let's be real, isn't focusing on other people's needs and feelings easier than addressing your own? 100%. It's deflection. It's a diversion. It's a coping mechanism. When we wish something was different about our own lives, we, at times, cope by bringing our attention away from ourselves. The solution today is threefold. One, don't run away from yourself. The more you run from your own problems, the greater these problems impact your own mental health in the long term. 2, make yourself your first priority. If you are tired, run down, and constantly saying no to yourself, you become less effective. This means that your impact is far less when you do serve others around you. 3, other people have the power to choose. From the bottom of our hearts, we wish that we could help every friend, family member, and acquaintance. But we forget that they are in their own car. They're in their own driver's seat. We can't get behind the wheel and do it for them. So make a switch today. Stop running away from yourself. Make yourself your first priority and remind yourself that the people around you have the power to choose. Remember this, you can't offer anything that you haven't already nurtured within yourself. And you don't have to neglect your own needs to make a difference in the lives of others. We want to thank you for listening today. If you're a regular listener of our podcast, please make sure to look out for next week's episode. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. We're getting ready to launch new episodes in 2022, so let us know what you want to hear about, what you would like our experts to discuss. You can subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. We look forward to having you join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.